Mr. Speaker, as evident from the dark skies outside, we continue to face extraordinary and sustained wet weather. COBRA has met every day since my oral statement on Thursday, all departments working closely together, including my colleagues from DEFRA. We have made clear again that every resource is available to local communities affected. We will keep providing immediate practical support and assistance as needed, whether it is extra pumps and sandbags, military support on the ground, to emergency funds for severe weather assistance funding to local councils. Somerset Moors and Levels have been one of the hardest hit by the weather, with 65 million cubic metres of floodwater on land. The River Tone and Parrot have been particularly affected by the continuous rainfall, leading to a heightened river levels. In total, 150 properties across the Somerset Levels where there's a threat of severe flooding have been advised to leave their homes. A rest centre has been established in Bridgewater. Military personnel have been tasked to work alongside local authorities and are currently filling sandbags for deployment. Pumping continues, but the challenge to keep at the correct pace with the inflow for the latest rainfall levels are increasing in some areas. It is likely to take weeks to remove the sheer volume of flood water once there is a significant break in the weather. Across the Thames Valley and Surrey, the River Thames is rising, bursting its banks at certain locations. A sandbag programme is in place in key points of vulnerability. A multi-agency Gold Command has been set up in Croydon to coordinate the responsibility local, and a major incident is being declared. There is a high risk that the Thames, the Severn and the Wye will flood in the middle of the week. Local residents are actively engaged in planning and preparation. As I told the House on Thursday, I commend the hard work of the emergency services, local authorities, the armed services and the on-the-ground staff of the Environment Agency. As I said, there will be lessons to be learnt, including a policy with regard to dredging and how much spent of the £1.2 billion budget. I note that the issue of international development funding has been touched upon over the weekend. Let me say this. Just as it is a false choice to cast town versus country, it is also wrong to pit helping the victims of flooding at home against those suffering abroad. We can and should help both. For helping the plight of those facing the awfulness of flooded homes in Britain, just as to take action to help malnourished children dying of dirty water abroad. But I do believe that taxpayers' money should be well spent, and this applies to quangos just as much as it does to international aid budget. By spending money wisely, we can better meet our moral obligations first to Britain and then to the world. But the first primary obligation of Her Majesty's Government is the defence of the realm, urban and rural, city and county, and that's exactly what we're doing.